Hey guys, I want to make a more serious video talking about don't get revenge. I know that a lot of the time we sit back, think back on all the people that have wronged us and we're successful now or about to be successful, and we tend to think about getting back. Let me tell you two things right now. The best revenge is success. That's the best revenge. You don't have to do anything violent. You don't have to put the law into your own hands. Don't do that. The best revenge is being successful in your own regard, not being a multimillionaire, but maybe making $80,000 a year with a 401k. Maybe hitting big on crypto. That can be your success. And don't let society define what success is for you. That's your personal journey, and that's your personal opinion. Anyway, second thing is don't go after the people that wronged you. Let them kill themselves with their own lives. Now, you're probably wondering, what does that mean? Okay, I'll explain it really quick. This is going to be a quick video. I once knew someone that wronged me. And this person wronged me really bad. So much so that it actually cost me my finances. Not going into detail, that's just what happened. Anyway, I harbored a lot of resentment and a lot of hatred towards that person, obviously for obvious reasons. But then one day it hit me. This person is gonna have a curse lingering on him because he don't have nothing. And lo and behold, 3, 5, 7 years down the line, he still don't have nothing. I watched him make the worst decisions of his life. And I pray for him. I pray for him. I actually do. And I want the best for him. And I hope he lives long enough to change. But most people don't change. And that's the point. Most people do not change for the better. They get worse or they stay stagnant, which is just like getting worse. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to get my revenge. I didn't have to call someone up. No. I took the situation as a lesson learned, and I got back in the gear, which I did. This person, however, still has some very damaging and very serious problems that is lingering throughout his life. They can't get anywhere. They can't get anywhere. They can't do anything. They can't drive. They have no car. They have no place. They're bouncing from friend to friend, the bum on their couch. And everyone's getting tired of it. From the last time I heard, Zex beat him up. I'm talking really beat him up. Really bad. Ripped out his hair. Gave him 2 black eyes. It's pretty bad. But that's the last I heard. And he's looking over his shoulder for something. He's looking over his shoulder. 30, 31 years old. Don't have a car. Don't have a license. Don't have no credit. Don't have anything. Has nothing to his name. Family won't talk to him. That's the real torture. That's the real punishment. When your own choices cost you your life on this earth, and it doesn't kill you either, it makes you miserable, and you're imprisoned by your own decisions. And I saw it. And that is the sweetest revenge. Don't do nothing to them. Let themselves take themselves out the game. Not by suicide, not by murder. No, we're not talking about that. What we are talking about is letting them be them. And that's the punishment. That's the punishment. And then you continue improving while they stay stagnant. And let them years go by. Let 3, 5, 7 years go by and see where they're at. That can be a curse for some people. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Just keep improving. And for those who hurt you, stay distant. Pray for them. Maybe not. But don't be like them. Don't be like them. All right. Bye, guys.